awesome. Wonderful. Is there anything that maybe either during the academy or since you've graduated from the academy that you've learned about being a California Highway Patrol officer?
That a lot. You learn a lot. When break-in is when I think you really learn how to do the job. Like, uh-huh. The academy instills discipline in you because you wake up at 3:30 in the morning and go work out until you go eat breakfast, and then you go have a day full of just doing activities, whether that be like shooting at the range, learning stuff in the classroom. You get disciplined if you do things wrong. And it's just like, basically, I think that the academy is setting the foundation to have somebody. We want people that have good discipline and that follow the rules, right? So it's just instilling, and that they want to make it hard on you because they want to make sure that when you come out, when you get to your area office, that you're not going to quit. Right. Mm-hmm. It's all about, and also just like being an officer, it's all about not giving up, right? Like, if you're fighting for your life, like, it's always about not giving up. So that's what I think the academy does. It gives you like a good foundation. But when you get out here, you're learning so much every day. I'm learning so, so much. And I'm so thankful that I'm at an office where they're very, very supportive of their new officers and answering any questions that we have, because they understand that. We're learning. We don't know what we're doing, and it's all a learning process. And this job, you never stop learning. You will always come across things every day that you've never come across before.
Is there anything that you've learned in your time that was particularly surprising or just very unexpected?
I think that collision investigations can be really complex sometimes if you have a lot of items that, so like physical items of evidence. It actually goes, you have to put things on, like, it's called Visio, which is a program where you basically put out a sketch and a factual diagram of the collision scene. So it's like all the items of evidence, and you have to roll everything out and measure things. So I think that collision investigations are really complex, especially on big collision scenes involving multiple vehicles, and there's a lot of items of evidence. I think that took me by surprise that it's a lot that goes into it, and people probably don't know that, but we do a lot of, there's a lot of time that's invested on these traffic collision reports that we write.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, and there's a lot of report writing. Definitely, you gotta be, stay on top of your report writing. It's like in college, and you have a bunch of essays. It's like that.
Procrastination does not help here.
No, and I'm a procrastinator, so I'm like, oh God, I got to stay on top of all this stuff. But it's all about time management, just making sure that when you do have those days where you don't have as many calls, you need to take it upon yourself to stay up on everything, mm-hmm. and be responsible.